All right. That was actually a really good sip from Lindsay and Jason. I enjoyed that.
It was.
We're transitioning now. Gonna hear some Santana. Matt Dearlam's here with me. Gonna tell some of his concert stories. And we're here for KMXT's Fun Drive. Give us a call, 486-3181. You can go online, kmxt.org. Check out our Facebook page. Bunch of stuff going on there. We're giving away all day today if you donate any amount. Your donation will enter you into a contest for a drawing for an immersion suit.
I'm in.
Yeah, you're in. You entered. You came in. He's entered for the immersion suit. And also, every $25 that you donate to the station, first of all, it helps us out. And we'll also enter you into a drawing for Alaska Airlines tickets. Two round-trip tickets for anywhere they fly. You can go to Hawaii, go to Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
Good deal.
I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I'll win.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, I just wanted to mention it's a great opportunity to be here with KMXT. KMXT, and I grew up in the Bay Area in the 60s, so
yeah.
I'm an old man. I was the same age as Prince, who we lost today, by the way.
Crazy.
And, of course, it was a time of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, as you know, but I was too young to enjoy it. So, but anyway, I started listening to Santana in the 70s, right after Woodstock, when he released his greatest hits album, which featured, of course, Black Magic Woman, Evil Ways, and Oye Como Va.
Nice.
Yeah, and some other classics. But after hearing Santana, I went out and bought my bongos, and which I brought today. I was going to give you a quick rip of, but I learned to play right away. But in 1975, my first concert ever included Santana, the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
Yep, Jefferson Starship, the Grateful Dead, Neil Young, and a special guest appearance by Bob Dylan.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was billed as Snack Sunday. It was a fundraiser for the Bay Area schools for school equipment that was falling apart in the Bay Area at the time. So anyway, I wanted to kick things off with a track from, I think, the most one of the most classic tracks of Santana's. And yeah, let's start with Oye Como Va.
All right.
Oye, ¿cómo va? Mi ritmo, pero para gozar.
That was excellent.
Yeah, nice.
You're jamming along on the bongos during that song, too. We were off the air, but Matt was jamming along on the bongos.
Yep, I actually started playing the bongos as a young man in California, in the Bay Area, of course. And their first album, Santana, which was in 1969,
yeah,
spurred a top 10 single called Evil Ways. The track went triple platinum, selling more than 4 million copies, and remained on the Billboard chart for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
The album Abraxas was released in 1970. It went platinum, scoring two more hits. That one I just played, we just played there, Oye Como Va, as well as Black Magic Woman. But anyway, the band's next two albums, Santana 3 in 1971, is where Evil Ways came out.
And, nice.
We got to play that one, so.
All right, let's play that.
You got it. Play it, Joel.
Man, the guy can shred.
Yes, he can.
He is good.
One of the best, no doubt.
All right, well, I want to hear about his concert in San Francisco. I feel like we went over that too fast. And, you know, okay. Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Santana. You can't really gloss over that. So How was that?
That was pretty a wild time in my life. I was only like 16 years old.
Right, yeah.
It was one of those big outdoor all-day festivals.
Oh, yeah.
And this was in the early 70s, I believe. Yeah, 75.
Uh-huh.
And so at the time, the hippies were very popular, as you know, in the
right.
60s, early 70s. And
right.
So, but I was too young to be a hippie. My sister was probably a lot closer than I was being a hippie. But I remember my grandparents taking us to the Bay Area when I was young, and she would be pointing out, those are hippies. And I remember hippies were very, at the time, were very interesting to
yeah.
us. Right?
As it's young an people. Attraction. You just
yeah.
didn't, yeah.
But in the 70s, in the early 70s, as I mentioned, in 1973, the Santana Band had a falling out, and out of that came a band that we all enjoy, hopefully, that we all ended up enjoying, because they ended up being one of the number one arena rock bands ever
mm-hmm.
in the course of music, and that was Journey. And they put on a free concert in the Bay Area at the time.
Oh.
And it actually was composed of former members of Santana, Neil Sean, which is a great, great guitar player, still is today. Greg Raleigh was on keyboard and vocals. That particular band went on to sell 48 million albums.
Holy
and
God.
As I mentioned, yeah. So here's a track. If you don't mind, I'd like to play a track from Journey.
Yeah.
Called Of a Lifetime.
All right. All right.
Yeah, something from Journey there. That was the Journey's first album.
A little
yep.
Not so arena rock crazy.
No, this is way before they went commercial.
Yeah.
This is years before, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But I went to another concert.
This was that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I was in Davis, California, and Santana was, he's starting to gain a little traction, a little notoriety. Anyway, here's a track that I liked. It was more of a commercial success for him. And I believe it was a hit single in 81, I believe. So I'll try it. It's called Winning.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, Winning.
Yeah. So I got Matt Dearlum in here.
Yep.
Yeah, playing some Santana for us. Played some Journey, too.
Yep.
And yeah, we're here for KMXT Spring Fun Drive. Been here all week. Had people in the studio telling their stories about concerts, playing some music for us. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yep.
And if you want to support KMXT, you can call us, 486-3181. Got some people sitting by phones. Ready to take your call. You can go online, kmxt.org. And we do things like this. We have friends and neighbors into the studio playing music for us all the time. Spring Fun Drive is kind of when we highlight it, but all the time we have volunteers who come in and play music that they love.
Right on.
New music, oldies, got a bunch of good stuff. So
I'm just glad. I think Kodiak Island should be proud and glad that we have a public radio station like KMXT.
Yeah.
To appreciate and play the music we want to hear.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of places where you can so easily go in and just, you know, play stuff you want to play, learn how radio works, learn engineering and stuff like that. So
right on.
I'm proud. That's an opportunity. Yeah.
I'm a member. Yeah. And I know your goal is 50,000. Yep. How close are you?
Looks like we're at about 23,000 right now. So just short of halfway.
Right on.
So, you know, help us.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, help us get to halfway before the end of the day. That'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be up here.
Yeah.
Sharing some music with you in my musical history.
All right, so what do we have next?
Well, I wanted to play a track from Santana 3 because it was a significant album, and it actually had a couple of hits on it. Mm-hmm. And here's one from 1973, if I can find it, and it's called, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, Everything Is Coming Our Way. Is that the one I wanted to play? Yes, that's the one. Great track. Santana.
Yeah.
How'd you like that track, Joel?
I actually liked it a lot.
Everything Is Coming Our Way. That was in the 1971 Santana 3 album.
Uh-huh.
And now I wanted to play a track, if I could, from Santana finally hit it big. It wasn't until 1999.
Well, this was the biggest track ever, you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, right. This featured... Santana has always worked with various vocalists, as you're aware. Many of which were great. He even into his latest work, he's worked with a lot of different vocalists. But here features a song sung by Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. And the name of the track was Smooth.
I think I know this one. Let's play it.
Yep. smooth, Latin-spiced, electrically charged guitar licks. Sound good?
Yeah, sounding excellent.
Right on. You had something to...
Just wanted to let you guys know we're here for KMXT's Spring Fun Drive. Talking to Matt here about some concerts. Santana.
Oh, yeah. Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos Sativa Santana.
Hey, nice accent.
I just wanted to remind everybody to donate online. Joel's standing by up here at KMXT. It's easy, painless, and the right thing to do. Give him a call, 486-3181, or you can visit him online at www.kmxt.org.
Yep. Pam is waiting out there. She can answer phones. Mike, he can answer phones. So give us a call.
I'll answer the phone.
Yeah.
Where do
Matt
I sit?
I'll answer the phone.
Anyway.
So we're waiting. Help support us. We got some good stuff going on today, too. Any donation you give, you'll be entered into a drawing for a immersion suit. I think they were saying it's worth $225, so pretty good deal. Any donation amount you give, typically $60 is the standard membership here at KMXT. You can do a sustaining membership. Those are awesome, too. You can give $10 a month. You can give $15 a month. You can give $15 a quarter. A lot of people have been doing that, so... sustaining recurring donations are another good option, and you can find that on our website, kmxt.org. There's a button up in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, good investment.
And you can do that. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to mention, if I could, that in the year 2009, Santana received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Billboard Latin Music Awards, and definitely one of my favorite artists, and I wanted to play something. I wanted to mention also, before I play it, that Santana has just recently released Santana 4, when Santana 3 was made in 1971, well, Santana 4 came out this year in the year 2016 and features some of Santana's original members, including the people I've already mentioned earlier, which was Greg Raleigh, Neil Sean, and some other people. So I wanted to play this track called Leave Me Alone.
Yeah, let's play this new one.
I should've known.
That sounds like 70s Santana, but that's 2016 Santana.
Yep, brand new release, yeah.
Crazy.
I just wanted to mention, I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, Joel. And Carlos Santana, to me, was always a misunderstood artist or a drug-induced 60s rock star that a lot of people look down to. But you have to remember, he was a 21-year-old millionaire at the time when he was going the wrong direction. But I wanted to mention today, he's a very spiritual and giving man, and who has always sent a positive message through his sound and music. And I wanted to end with that, I wanted to play a track from his 1992 album.
All right.
M'Allegro. And or how about Europa? Earth Cry, Heaven Smile.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Matt. Glad to have you. We're gonna close on this one, and up next we have Catherine Hollis Buchanan. They're both in here for KMXT Spring Fun Drive. So give us a call, 486-3181, and go online, kmxt.org. We got people waiting by the phones, waiting at the computers for your donation. Any donation you make today, too, you'll get entered into a drawing for a survival suit valued around $200. Good deal there. And just a reminder, the whole fun drive, as long as we're going, till we get $50,000, about halfway there right now. But every $25 you give towards the fun drive, you'll get entered into a drawing for 2 round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines from Kodiak to anywhere they go. So go to Hawaii, go to Mexico.
Awesome.
Get some sun.
Yeah, we need it after this winter we just went through, right?
Yeah, totally.
Hey, here's one more track from Santana. It's called Europa, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile.
All right, thanks, Matt.